Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, AlzeCure Pharma announces a collaboration with QuantumCell APS, worth more than $2.2 billion for global rights to its NeuroStore platform, including Alzheimer's candidate ACD856. The Medicare GLP-1 bridge launches today, giving eligible Medicare Part D beneficiaries access to Wegovy, Foundayo, and Zepbound for a $50 monthly copay through the end of 2027, and Pharmaceutical Executive speaks with Ryan Last of Troutman Pepper Locke on the limits of targeted pharmaceutical tariffs as a reshoring tool and why thin margins on many generic products complicate the policy's effectiveness. AlzeCure Pharma has entered an out-licensing agreement granting Danish tech-enabled biotech QuantumCell APS global rights to its NeuroStore platform, including its lead candidate ACD856, a first-in-class small molecule positive allosteric modulator of tropomyosin receptor kinase receptors, currently in phase 1/2 development for Alzheimer's disease. The deal is worth $12 million upfront, including a $5 million direct equity investment in AlzeCure at a 30% premium to its recent average share price, plus development and commercial milestone payments that bring total deal value, excluding royalties, to more than $2.2 billion. The Medicare GLP-1 bridge launches today, July 1, 2026, giving eligible Medicare Part D beneficiaries access to approved GLP-1 weight loss medications, Wegovy in all injection and tablet formulations, Foundayo in all formulations, and Zepbound in its quick pen formulation for a flat $50 monthly copay, outside of the standard Part D benefit and deductible structure. The program, a Section 402 CMS demonstration, administered through a central processor, rather than individual Part D plans, is available nationwide across all states and territories and runs through December 31, 2027, with CMS having delayed the longer-term balance model that was originally slated to replace it in 2027. To qualify, beneficiaries must be enrolled in a standalone PDP or Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan and meet clinical criteria, including a BMI of 35 or higher, or a BMI of 30 or higher with at least one weight-related comorbidity. Finally, Pharmaceutical Executive speaks with Ryan Last, Senior Associate at Troutman Pepper Locke, on why pharmaceutical tariffs designed to incentivize domestic manufacturing may be more limited in their effectiveness than policymakers anticipate. Last argues that the economic logic of tariffs as a reshoring tool breaks down when applied to large segments of the generic drug market, where per-unit margins are often too thin to absorb the capital investment required to build or relocate U.S. manufacturing capacity. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.